Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kenby Foster. I want to welcome you to the Voices of Courage show today. Today, we are talking about the future for you, the future for the world. And, you know, where's the world really going? Well, one of the things that I know is happening in the future is that we will have flying cars. Now, if you're not familiar with flying cars, you might want to Google them. I was so surprised to go on the internet and see how much technology is available and how quick these flying cars are really coming into our reality. I tell you what happened to me. I was listening to Donald Trump's announcement for president, right? And he said that one of the things he wanted to do is bring flying cars into the world and beat out the competition around the world. I thought, that's interesting. I didn't know we were that far advanced with flying cars. Well, we are. We're very, very far along with this. There's billions of dollars being put into the technology around this. And I just thought, why not today bring in the father of the flying car and have him be able to describe the history of what's gone on and let you know what's happening today in technology around the flying cars. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to take a break. And as soon as I get back, we're going to introduce my very special guest. And we will be right back.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Hi, Kenby Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And as I promised, I have a very special guest today. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Really pleased to be here. Enjoy the subject, obviously. Like to share it.
It's great to have you here. And for those of you that don't know Paul Moeller, he spent the last several decades, five-plus decades, developing the Moeller Sky Car. And he has a vision that he's going to share with us of what that's going to happen to the future of Sky Cars. And he's got some technology that he's developed for the engines around this. And he's been a professor at mechanical and aeronautical engineering from 1960 to 1975 at University of California, Davis. And I believe Paul still lives in Davis. And he's been featured in all kinds of magazines, Popular Science. He's been on Coast to Coast AM/FM radio. He's talked all over the world, and raised, I believe, $100 million or so for the flying car. Paul, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So listen, man, you've been doing this a few decades. Why don't you give us some history? Like, you know, what started with the flying car? What piqued your interest? And then, you know, the early days, what was going on?
Well, that really, I guess the starting point is when I was about 6 years old. I lived on the side of a mountain in Canada, really rural area. I had to walk to school, which was about a mile and a half. And, in the winter, that was a pretty big chore. You either, if the snow was deep, you stayed home because there was no other way to get there. So I got a couple hummingbirds got caught in one of my father's barns. He was a chicken farmer, and they had beaten their wings to the point where they were fatigued enough that I could actually just pick them up in my hands, pick them up, took them outside, and released them. And I would have thought they couldn't even fly after that process, and they vanished. They took off, and just the whole thought of that mobility to get to school, if not any other place, sort of started me on the whole idea of, how do you imitate the hummingbird? How do you get that kind of personal mobility? And we still don't have it many years later, but we're getting a lot closer.
Well, you know, a lot of people have had that thought, but they haven't acted on it. How come you acted on it? What was going on for you?
Well, I had the great advantage of being a farmer's son, a lot of things around that you could play with. But probably more than anything else, I was blessed with a pair of parents that just basically left me alone to do what I wanted to do. And that was always build something, and never interfered with that, encouraged it to some degree, but mostly gave me the independence to pursue this love of first just building first a small house for myself when I was 7 years old, and building a bigger two-room house when I was nine. I was always into mechanics. Built my first effort at vertical takeoff was a Ferris wheel that went about 25 feet into the air when I was 11 years old. And it's just continued. I then got into helicopters in my teens and started a helicopter. It didn't work out. I clearly didn't have the knowledge and I didn't have the tools, but I did build part of it. I built a part that was used, the tail rotor section was used by my father in his incubator. He was raising baby chicks. And when the power goes off, the heat rises, it kills the embryos. So you have to get air circulating. And one day I came in there and had my tail rotor hooked up to like motor to cool his baby chicks, keep them alive. And you're talking about 100,000 baby chicks. It turned out to be life-saving for them, certainly.
Wow. Well, all right. So fast forward me a little bit now until you've decided, okay, I'm gonna go for this. I'm gonna build a flying car. What was going on then? What was happening?
Well, the basic research behind it began when I was doing my PhD. It was not part of my PhD, but it was my hobby at night to do the more practical things. A PhD is typically quite theoretical. And so you'd have all the theoretical activities, which is a good background for the real world. But, I was working on models, flying models of versions early on in the, that would be in the time period of 1961 or so. So that's, more than 50 years ago. And that was where it started going. And the first model I built was then replicated in my garage in Davis when I was a professor at the University of California in Davis. When I originally came there, I'd say acting assistant professor at that time in my career. And so I was fortunate. I got a lot of support from the university, moral support, and they let me. I'm a machinist. I'm a qualified, certified machinist, sheet metal worker, welder. And so they let me use the machine shop for those things. I clearly didn't have my garage, so I would turn the parts out myself and machine shop at the university and then go home and do the assembly work. And of course, I did the fiberglass work and that in my garage. I bought a house in Davis that had a very large garage, small house, but a very large garage. I sort of lived in that garage for about 3 years.
Wow. And the first model, did it actually fly?
Yes, that model was demonstrated before the international press in 1967. We had people from all over the world. We ended up in newspapers all over South America, Central America, and Europe with that flight. Because it was a time when nothing else was going on in the vertical takeoff field, because the military had really backed away from it because they'd killed so many of their test pilots. They were running out of test pilots. It's a very unforgiving technology. Nothing comes down faster than a VTOL aircraft upside down. If you'd seen, and I don't know if your viewers could see a documentary that's now on Amazon called The Father of the Flying Car, they'll see one of the interviewed people there talking about the fact that they were losing, a pilot every couple of weeks till they ran out of pilots. It's very unforgiving. And it's unforgiving for a simple reason. It depends on one or two power plants in a way that if one fails, the whole vehicle crashes. And so what I did in 1971, I invented what's called distributed propulsion, which secures the security of having extra engines operating at all times. You can lose an engine. You can lose a computer. And when people ask me why I did this, I'll be honest with you, I was trying to save my own life because I was very much aware of the probability issue in the past history of V2L, which is, as I say, very unforgiving.
Wow. So the military got out of it. I'm wondering, we don't build flying cars for nothing. There's a lot of finance. I would think it costs a lot of money to do this. So were you out raising capital on top of this to make this work, or was this part?
Yes, In addition, of course, I eventually retired from the university, got my retirement money, which helped because in those days money went a long ways, much for less than it does today. And I raised over a long period of time. I raised about $100 million, but a good piece of that was from investors. But I also developed a major real estate project. I also formed a company called Supertrap Industries, which dominated the world in high-performance exhaust systems. And that kind of capital contributed to a great deal to the necessary funds that we need to do the job. Now, the other thing is what I had is, you say 100 million, but that 100 million never came all at once, or I could have planned ahead and probably been much more economical in its use. But I was usually catching up from something close to bankruptcy every time I got capital. So I was bouncing around between zero money and a fair amount of money and back to zero a number of times over this period.
That's amazing. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break and come back. So I'd like to fast forward us again and bring us up to speed as to what's happening in the industry, where you are right now, and where the industry's going a little bit.
And it's a very exciting time. So that's a good time to talk about it.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we will be right back we'll be right back with the next section of this show.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. And order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now. CourageToChange.us.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific, focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kenny Foster, and this is the Voices of Courage show. Today, our topic is the courage to fly. I'm with the father of the flying car, which, by the way, there's a movie up on Amazon, I think, that Paul just told us about, Father of the Flying Car, that you can watch. So, Paul, there's a lot of exciting things happening in the industry today. As you mentioned, what's exciting and what's happening in the industry today?
Well, it is truly very changing times. For 30 years, I was sort of alone in the field. I was flying. I flew in press in 1967. I flew again a different model in 1987. I flew another model, third model in the early 2002. But nobody else is really doing anything. And I think that if you don't have other people doing things, it's pretty hard for one project to get the whole world excited. Really what's happened is there is this belief that batteries will allow you to have your missing flying car. And so there is at least 250 projects around the world right now that have spent $6 billion in the last 12 months on various versions involving, for the most part, battery power. There are a few hybrid, meaning they have primarily batteries, but they're backed up with engines. My project is more like engines backed up with batteries or hybrid. But that's a big change.
I'm real curious because I did some research on this show for the show, right? And I went on, I looked at a lot of the models that are out there. And I'm curious as to your point of view. Do you think we have the right technology now and the right model, design, I should say, the right designs for this to go forward in a mass way?
That's a really complicated question to answer, but I'll give you the basics that there are what you call the experienced aircraft companies, the Boeings, the Embraers, the Aerobus, and then you have the startups, which, by the way, includes one of my ex-students who started out with $3 billion. I talk about myself raising $100 million over 50 years. He started out with $3 billion because he was clever enough to enter the market as first around and the idea that batteries are a solution. Batteries are part of a solution, but they're not the solution for a very simple reason. Batteries have what's called high power, but they don't have high energy. Energy is storage of power. So they have power. That's why they can take off. You can see all these variations. There's one person who put four motors on the corner of a hammock and flew around his yard in a hammock. You know, you can do a lot of things because you can go out and buy a computer right now that I spent over $15 million developing. You can go out and buy it now for $100. All these little model planes you buy at Walmart or wherever. So the stability part, which is really, there's two elements that are required: artificial stabilization and a tremendous amount of power in a small package. The electric battery allows you to get a large amount of power for a very short time, so these vehicles can take off and fly for short distances, but that doesn't really get you any. That's not the air taxi of the future. So you really need either. They could be powered by engines if you could find an engine with enough power for its weight, which, of course, we would argue we have. Or you can take an engine and a battery, use the batteries to take off, and then use an engine to propel you going forward. Now, getting back to what I started in this direction was saying that the experienced aircraft companies are sitting back waiting for what the FAA is going to require of them. the inexperienced startup companies have raised a huge amount of money over the enthusiasm for this, but they haven't really encountered the FAA, which is going to be a very, very difficult party to get past.
Kind of sounds like SpaceX versus NASA in the beginning, right? You know, where you got a startup and they're, you know, they, of course, they had to get the blessing of NASA before they actually made this thing happen. So seems like there's something going on kind of similar here.
Yeah, certainly that's true. And then these are a bunch of bright people in these startups, yep. But they are all going to run out of money within the next year and a half, and they're spending around $50 million per month, an astronomical amount of money per company, by the way, $50 million per month, or at the worst level, but generally a little bit less than that on average. But they're going to run out of money within a year. And they don't understand that nobody's ever certified a new aircraft in less than 5 years.
Wow. Okay. So where does that put your company? Where are you positioned in this marketplace right now?
Well, I'm not pursuing what they're pursuing. They're pursuing 5 to 6 passenger vehicles, which implies ride sharing. It's the only logical conclusion you can draw. And my vision is that ride sharing doesn't work. It's not worked with automobiles to any degree that's significant. Now, if you think about the fact that ride sharing with an aircraft means you have to get in a Uber car, get to an airport, take off, fly some distance, get back on the ground again, you're really not going to save much money because you're still going to face that problem of getting from your home to the skyport, vertiport, whatever they call it. My vision has always been you've got to land this vehicle at the curb. It's got to get small enough when it's landing that it can take up a parking space and land at the curb. And that's where my vehicle is totally different from anything that's presently on the market. And we've demonstrated the ability to take a vehicle that size and land it at the curb.
So if we landed at the curb, is there a need to drive to the airport?
No, we're talking about automation of automobiles, driverless cars. They're talking about it right now, but they're not here by far. But they will be there by 2030. I'm absolutely certain of that. Well, think about how much easier it is to have a driverless airplane. When you have a driverless car, you're worried about bicycles, kids, any number of things in your way, changing environment. In the air, you're just worried about other aircraft. And right now, we have pretty sophisticated ways of knowing where other aircraft, and of course we have to improve that. But I think it's a logical conclusion. If you look up above you, you'll see a basically unused natural resource that could, if you put all the cars in America on the road at this time into the air, they would still be miles apart.
Wow, interesting. All right, well, listen, I'm going to take another break, and when we get back, I want to ask you a little bit about the future of this industry and, when do we think we're going to have some viable commercial cars available? So I'm going to ask you that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
All right. And for all of you, I want to thank you for tuning in. And, of course, you know, how we grow this show is through you. Right? You tell your friends, you tell your family, you tell your business associates. And if you're looking for positive programming, you're looking for the next evolution of not only society, but yourself, right? How are you evolving? How are you growing? Then continue to tune in with us. And I want to just, how I close these shows. I always ask you to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Take that to heart. If you will, life will get better and better and better for you. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken B. Foster. I want to welcome you to the Voices of Courage show today. Today, we are talking about the future for you, the future for the world. And, you know, where's the world really going? Well, one of the things that I know is happening in the future is that we will have flying cars. Now, if you're not familiar with flying cars, you might want to Google them. I was so surprised to go on the internet and see how much technology is available and how quick these flying cars are really coming into our reality. I tell you what happened to me. I was listening to Donald Trump's announcement for president, right? And he said that one of the things he wanted to do is bring flying cars into the world and beat out the competition around the world. I thought, that's interesting. I didn't know we were that far advanced with flying cars. Well, we are. We're very, very far along with this. There's billions of dollars being put into the technology around this. And I just thought, why not today bring in the father of the flying car and have him be able to describe the history of what's gone on and let you know what's happening today in technology around the flying cars. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to take a break. And as soon as I get back, we're going to introduce my very special guest, and we will be right back.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now. CourageToChange.us. Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at The Limitless Experience.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and you are with the Voices of Courage show today. We're talking about the courage to fly. We're talking about you being able to fly in the next coming, I don't know, Paul's going to answer that, you know? Let's answer that question. When do you think, I know, you know, I went on the internet, you can buy flying cars now, right? But I'm not sure, is there a, obviously it's not mass produced now, but what do you see it as the future here as to when people like myself or, you know, just a local Joe Blow out there is going to be able to go fly, pick up his flying car? Maybe it's not a Joe Blow. Maybe it's somebody that's, you know, it's, you know, done some research themselves. Are they going to have to, I got so many questions. They have to have flying, you know, certified by the FAA, or, you know, a lot of things going on. But when do you think this is happening?
Well, I think you're going to see a major component in transportation at an individual level, and that's critical. I'm talking about a one-person person who calls up something like Uber, just lands at his front door and takes him someplace, drops him off, and goes on his way. I say one person because 80% plus of the highway traffic today is with one person in the vehicle. So why you go after the 5 to 7 passenger market when the market's one passengers? And that's really what you and I want if we're going to have a flying car. I mean, ride sharing is interesting, and it might have a competitor for the helicopter, but it's really not going to be a major component. And so, yes, it's going to be autonomous. That's going to be important because people aren't pilots. This is a one passenger. So it will be autonomous. That's not difficult.
So you have a model. You see a company like Amazon or Uber owning the flying vehicles, and what they're going to do is they'll come by and pick you up, and you know, the vehicle, well, because like we're talking about, it might be driverless, come and pick you up and take you where you want to go. Do you see individual ownership also?
I believe that we can get the cost down because one of the key elements in this has been the price of the engine, because first off, the engine, the vehicle, as I said, like the Hummingbird has a very high metabolism, tremendous amount of power, consumes 2.5 times its weight in pollen per 24-hour period. So you don't want to spend much time in the vertical mode, but you have to get through that vertical mode. So you need a large amount of power. As I said, batteries can do that for a very short period of time. You probably will never be able to fly more than 25 miles battery powered, and that would be stretching it. So we can take, because we developed an extremely lightweight, powerful engine, which is the missing component. And you ask the question, where's my flying car? It's there simply because there has not been a power source that has both the energy and the power to give you a small vehicle can land at the curb and take you wherever you want.
Interesting. So I'm wondering what that power source is going to be. I don't know if anybody really knows what that is, but right now we have the option of a hybrid between some fuel and some batteries, what I'm hearing. What do you think the next technology is going to be that might push this over the edge?
Well, people think of us as my company as a flying car company, but it's much more an engine company because the engine is everything. It's the muscles, the blood, it's everything. I mentioned the computer is important because it wants to fly a vehicle. We have had over this 50 years, 60 years, developed an engine that has 3 times more power per pound of weight than any engine in the world of a 4-stroke principle. And that's the key. If I was the average weight of 1 horsepower per pound for the best aviation engine, I need 600 to 700 horsepower in a one-passenger vehicle. I would then put 700 pounds of weight into a vehicle that you hope weighs less than 1,000 pounds. So this whole idea is, how is it successful? It can only be successful if you can get the power to weight ratio of the engine up. Now, the battery does that, but for a very, very short period of time. We do it with a range that's probably 10 to 20 times longer than it would be with batteries.
So it's here today. The technology's here today.
The technology's here today. The computers make life easy for me now compared to my past experiences. And our engine is, I have an engine that you could hold in the palm of your hand that will propel your car down a highway at 65 miles an hour.
Wow. Okay. Now, are you licensing this? Is this something you sell? What are you doing with this right now?
Well, that's a really good question. What's turned out is people have become aware of our engine, perhaps through the aircraft, and they ask questions. And we now have orders, conditional orders, letters of intent for over 3.5 million engines. So we have a company, Freedom Motors. It's about to go to the market. We have a major raise on the market to a group called EquityNet. And so EquityNet and then Freedom Motors, EquityNet, Freedom Motors. If you're foreign investors, you can probably invest any amount. But if you're an American investor, you have to be qualified. In other words, you have to prove that you can invest without providing any financial risk to you personally. So we have that. As I said, we've raised $100 million. We're proposing to raise at least another couple hundred million. Still be small amount of money compared to these other groups, but building a 7-passenger battery powered aircraft is going to cost about $6 to $7 million per vehicle. I want an aircraft in mass production that would run at about $75,000. So to answer your question about private, yes, I believe that our engines are very inexpensive while they're powerful. They only have 2 moving parts. The typical piston engine has 25 moving parts. So it's a very unique power plant producing this enormous amount of power.
Wow. And can this technology be used, these engines be used in outside of the flying cars? I mean, they're using the regular aircraft, or
they can be used in regular aircraft. It's less important there because they don't need the power. Two-passenger aircraft maybe is 150 horsepower, whereas our 2-passenger aircraft is 800 horsepower. So it's less important there. But we've got a huge market in the recreational, in the biogas market, or in the biogas gen sets for any number of applications, hybrid cars, range extenders. They have the issue of the electric car and the problem of range anxiety. They're worried about running out of electricity on the highway. We have a number of range extender companies interested in using our engine, because when you can have something that you can hold in the palm of your hand, along with a generator about the same size. You can tuck that away anywhere in your car and be sure that you won't be stopped on the side of the highway, but you'll be able to get another extra 100 to 150 miles if you have to.
That's amazing. All right. Well, let me ask you this. How do people get a hold of you or get a, you know, if they say, wow, I'd really like to find out more about the offering here and, you know, how would they do that, Paul?
Well, I would just put EquityNet. I guess they use probably EquityNet.com, but just if you put my name on either Google or YouTube, you'll get literally tens of thousands of articles. So you can always trace back from my name on either of those sources, but EquityNet, Freedom Motors, or Freedom Motors, EquityNet, any of my name is in there somewhere. You can connect out anything you want to know about it, you'll find out about it.
I love it. Okay, great. Listen, I got one more break and we'll come out last section.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little known truths about annuities in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience. Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at couragetochange.us.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. I'm interviewing Paul Moeller, who is the father of the flying car today. What an interesting conversation with that. So, Paul, I want to switch gears a little bit on this. And my audience is always interested in the mindset of genius. And I believe that you are a genius in your own right.
Oh, thank you.
What makes your mind like I'll give you an example. Edison used to take a nap in the afternoon. And he put a steel ball in his hand and he had a plate. When he fell asleep or you started to fall asleep, the ball would go down and drop onto this plate and he'd be in an alpha state. And he said that's where a lot of his ideas came from. Right. So that was his way. How do you tap into that creative state? So that the ideas start flowing through you, or do you? Is that a conscious thing that you do, or is it just you set your intention and things come out? What happens with your mind?
Well, an issue like this is made up of, in my case, probably half a dozen necessary breakthroughs. And so you continue to work and you gnaw away at it. But actually, most of the details come out at 3 a.m. When I wake up, you know, I'll spend an hour or two, I'm cussing myself because I really need my sleep, but at the same time, I can't get away from it. And then I'll work at it and I'll gnaw away at that problem maybe for 3 years. A recent major breakthrough has probably taken a good deal of my time for 3 years, but not during the day because I have my working day and people have to deal with. But it came. I didn't know it ever come. I thought there was a solution. I believed there was a solution. But it came sort of all of a sudden, a eureka event. I ran around the office like a crazy man because it was such a relief to find this unique solution to a very complex problem. And that's the way it pretty much happens, aside from the fact that God gave me a tremendous interest in mechanical things and the technical skills first, sort of intuitively and eventually through training to be able to do a lot of the things myself, which helps me in understanding the more elemental elements to make it all happen.
I love that. Well, all right. We got to close this segment out. What a gift to have you here, Paul. I really appreciate you taking your time. And, you know, do you have any a message, you know, to the audience, to the world right now? You know, what is your message to people right now?
Well, my contribution is going to be, if nothing else, just the fact that there's a that it's pushing us in a direction that is going to change the world very much, because today traffic, I'm sitting right beside an Interstate 80, and for most of the time it's just crawling, and that is impossible for transportation of goods, which is so important for the highways. I see a world where we all get around in, for the most part, single passenger vertical takeoff aircraft under Uber like world. The highways are for trucks and transport of goods, which is where it needs to be. And life will be so much easier. You don't live in the city, you can pick a mountaintop side of a hill. You can live in a totally different environment. You don't have all the constraints. You see people right now commuting, 50, 60, 70 miles to get away from the cost of being in the city or the freedom or the country life or whatever it may be. That's a real world possibility. I mean, the whole demographics of how we live is going to change enormously with this activity. And I will be a factor, but there's many other very smart people out there that are going to be contributing to this once they get on track. I don't think they're on track in the moment. They've got a little ways to go, but they're going to be on track. And they're going to, no matter where I am, they're going to catch up.
Well, that's my, I thank you for that, Paul. That was beautiful. It's also, I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, and there's so much open space. You know, I think we use 3% of the land mass in the United States anyway, you know, for our cities and what have you. This is going to open up everything for the next few generations. So I'm happy that you're part of that. You've been part of that. And what a vision. What a beautiful vision. Thank you for that, Paul.
Yeah, I let everybody know I was a pilot in these vehicles. And it's a great deal of fun. It's totally different from anything you can imagine. There's no vibration. The engines have zero vibration. And so you're in a true flying carpet experience. And probably that motivated me more than anything else. I want to get to the point where that becomes much more common for me and for others.
Wow. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I really appreciate it. I hope you come back sometime. We'll do this again. You know, maybe later in the year, next year, whatever. I appreciate you being here.
I would welcome the opportunity. Thank you for
thank
your time.
You, thank you appreciate so much, it. Paul. Thank you. And for all of you, I want to thank you for tuning in. And of course, you know, how we grow this show is through you, right? You tell your friends, you tell your family, you tell your business associates. And if you're looking for positive programming, you're looking for the next evolution of not only society, but yourself, right? How are you evolving? How are you growing? Then continue to tune in with us. And I want to just, you know how I close these shows. I always ask you to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Take that to heart. If you will, life will get better and better and better for you. Take care.